I woke up this morning, this one morning, and I've been concentrating on the audible voice of the Lord. I see a lot. I was born a seer. I could see. I could ever remember never being able to see. See visions, dreams, multidimensional stuff, a lot of stuff I never, ever talk about. I probably tell Justin the most. But because it's crazy, from a child, I could see in both realms. I could see both realms clearly. So it was really hard. So when people say to me, I want to see, I say what Ian Clayton says, what you want, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah. Do you want to go in the enemy's camp and plunder? Yeah. Do you want to be taken in the spirit into prostitutes' places in the Philippines in little boxes and watch a woman be raped 100 times? And be watching it, powerless, not to do? Do you don't know what to do? I've done that many times, but now I'm beginning to learn in the spirit how to take it in the courts, how to judge it. How to change the topography, how to change the atmosphere. The courts have changed my life forever. I've gone from giving the lovey-dovey message in this season, even though I love it, I'm coming with the raw thing of how it really is. If you want to see, you want to move in the spirit, this is how it is. You have to overcome multiple fear. I've overcome so much fear in my life, it's just staggering when I look back. But I embrace it. I embrace the cross because I'm co-crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but he lives in me. Two hands, one nail. My fear is two hands, one nail. I just give myself a talking to and say, I can do this. I can do this. And this is part of my move to Scotland. I can't think of anything else every day for about a year now since we went to the Philippines last year. Justin and I had the privilege to go. Something happened to me in the Philippines. I always love missions anyway, and praying for people on the streets is just a normal everyday thing for me. I'm definitely a healing evangelist. So I'm beginning to realize this now. But something really happened to me there, and I thought, do you know what? I can't just be a conference speaker. I can't just teach people. I can't just teach Christians. I love you. I love what the Lord's done in all our lives. But there's so many broken, lost people out there. It just grips my heart. I can't think of anything better every day. And that brings me to the most funniest thing that happened to me this weekend. Because it's not all pain. It's not all going in crazy realms and plundering. I got privileged at Christmas. Somebody gave me a gift to buy myself a nice iMac. Yes. But I'm not the best techno, but I'm getting better. So I thought, you know what? I'm not setting this blinking thing up. I'm going to go in the Apple store. So off a trot. It's really heavy, though. I'm dragging it through town. I go in the Apple store, and there's a guy in there we've prayed for a few times, Caroline and I. Well, he happens to be on the desk on the setup. So he starts off showing me, but I can do a lot myself now. He said to me, you're doing really well for when we set up your Mac 5 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting better. I'm sat there, and he said, you're not going to believe this. I'm normally on the welcome, he said. I'm not keen on this setup thing. Because if you can have 6 people, phone setup, watch setup, Macs, computers, got mistakes on things. And he said, me and 6 people. He said, do you know what? You haven't got a bottle of gin in your bag, have you? So I just burst out laughing. I said, oh, I've got a bottle of gotcha. So we had a bit of a laugh. He goes, do you know what? When you come in the shop, there's a really nice atmosphere. And where's your crazy friend that laughs all the time? I said, well, she's just can't come today, but I'll send her in the week. So anyway, the table fills up and it's getting busier and busier, and I expanded my spirit because I could feel he was really struggling. Within about 10 minutes, another guy came over and he goes, do you want some help? So now we've got two guys helping us to 6 people. Then another guy came over and we got 3 people to 6 people, so it's 2 to 1. He does not believe it. He comes up and he goes, did you pray? So I'm like, yeah, I'm praying, you know. So then this Dan comes around and I go, you've got something wrong with your arm. What's up with your arm? And he goes, well, I've had this operation and it's painful. I've had loads. It gets infected. It won't straighten. I can't lift things in the shop. And his mate goes, oh, you're such a wuss. He goes, he's always something up with him. I said, he's seriously in pain. I said, give part of your arm. Now we're drawing a crowd in the Apple store. It's Sunday. It's about 12 o'clock. It's really busy. And I don't care. I used to care. You've got to be joking. So I prayed for his arm. His arm straightened. He felt the pain go and the lightness came. Then he said, he started to go red in the face. He's like, I can feel lightness, but I can feel fire. I said, that's Holy Spirit. It's fire. He goes, who's Holy Spirit? I kept it really, really simple. Well, then his big boss comes over. He's like a really big guy, and I'm dying to go, wait, lost miracle. But I thought, am I shouting that out? Thought I better not. I wanted to stand on top of the table and say, right, who needs a miracle today? Who's got pain in their body right now? You've got pain in your back. You've got a bad eye. I thought, I better not. I will next time. So we end up gathered all these people and we're talking about Jesus while I'm trying to set up my iMac. I was 3 hours in there. But the best laugh, when I come to leave, I said, you're going to carry it to my car? I've become family in here. Just laughing. And this guy got my arm and he goes, do you have to go? So I said, yeah, I do have to go. And I'm like, quiet now. I said, yeah, I have to go. I've got things to do. And he said, it's strange when you and your friend come in here, the atmosphere changes. I said, look, you just need to ask Jesus to come into your heart and you'll change the atmosphere yourself. But that's easy for me because that's who I am. That's part of who I am. What I want to say to you is, what's your thing? What's your scroll? When Justin was talking about the scrolls tonight, I could see loads and loads and loads of scrolls. And you just do it with your heart by faith. You just reach up and take them and just shove them into your belly and say, this is mine. I'm going to have it. Because if you ain't going to have it, I'm going to have it. Or Justin will have it. That's true. That's what they say in Wales. I learnt when I came here. If you don't want it, I'll have it. So it's been a crazy, crazy time since Christmas. I woke early in the morning and the Lord said to me, power, more power, raw power is coming on the women. I was like, what? What? I said, say that again, Holy Spirit. And I sat up in bed. It was freezing. It's freezing in my son's house. It's freezing. And I sat there and I went, what did you say, Holy Spirit? And it was like, audibly, power, more power, raw power is coming on the women. Yeah, she man. Come on, Jesus. But he said this year he's going to teach me personally, but I believe this is a word from the Lord. He's going to teach us how to love. How to really love. The lovey-dovey dove company I'm going to be with in Scotland. That's hilarious. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, we just receive it by faith, don't we? In him we live and move and have our being. It's all done by faith in him. You know what? I absolutely love that realm of faith. I can feel it, see it. I can tell when it comes in the room. And this week I got a revelation on how it wraps itself around us, not just a realm, not just something out there, not just, I see it like a cloud, like a canopy. But this week it wrapped itself around me, and I found it in Scripture. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He's our life source. He were mainlined into him, intravenous drip, 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 till we become just like him. It says in Romans 12, 2, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. The word in Hebrew of transform, I find this Hebrew word is way deeper and richer than the English word. It says olam. It means to repair, healing, perfecting, to be transformed, transfigured by the renewing of your mind so that you will prove what the will of God is. The will of God, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. The message says, don't be so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Whoa. Instead, fix your attention on God. You will be changed from inside out. Ready, recognize what he wants from you. You will quickly respond to that. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you. He wants to develop a well-formed maturity that everyone around you feels. You're like a leaky sieve. That sponge gets filled up, doesn't it? It gets really, really heavy. What are we going to do with it? We have to let it out. We have to let it out. You got to let it out. You got to let it out of your belly like a mighty flowing river. And the more you give away, the more it comes to you're so intoxicated in him. You're so intoxicated in the bliss, in the love interwoven tapestry. Then I start to feel that swirling, whirling, going up, up, higher and higher and higher till we ascend into the places where he wishes us to reside. Wow! Just see yourself there right now. If you can't see it, feel it. Feel that realm. Yeah! It says in Corinthians 11, though, Satan was able to transform himself into an angel of light to deceive, even masquerade as a servant of righteousness in order to seduce us. It says he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for those to devour, doesn't it? That we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And what do we do with them? We slap them in the court and we let the Lord judge them. We stand behind him. He is our warrior. He is our all. He fights on our behalf. And we judge it in the courts of heaven. Thank you, Father. Transformation. Wow. I love it. It says Philippians 3:21. Transform these humble earthly bodies into the form of his glorious body. Float and glow. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen on you. The glorious body by some power that brings all things under his control, not our control. The salvation that Jesus is the author, the refinisher, he refashions us, these bodies of clay, and elevates us to the fully participate in the same pattern of his heavenly glory. So in other words, we are like that clay, aren't we, in the potter's hands? And then he begins to move us and shape us and change us and keeps whirling round and round in that updraft. I love that. And the potter's wheel, when I see the wheels go round and round, and the potters are touching it. But I always think it's going to take off and go up, up, up. And it says we're going to participate in the pattern of him, his DNA, his likeness, transfigured in likeness. Is for surpassed by the glory splendor displayed in his human body raised from the dead. According to the workings of God's dynamic power, he imprints the mirror pattern of his likeness in you, thus subjecting all things to himself. You're created for him. You were created to love him. You were created to allow him to love you, to woo you. I love that word, to swoon. He swoons over you. He loves you. His never-ending love. Wow! Jesus. When I looked at this word transfigured and transformed, I discovered an amazing scripture in Habakkuk 3:4. And it says, his radiance is like the sunlight. Now, you know how bright the sun is. You need sunglasses on. Even then, it's difficult to look straight at the piercing sun. He has rays flashing from his hands. So we have rays of power, healing, transformation powers flashing from our hands. Because we are light beings. The raw form of us, inside of us, are light beings. We're full of light. Blood at its rawest form is pure light. He has rays flashing from his hands, and there is the hiding place of his power. Power, power, raw power, wonder-working power, transforming power, creation, transforming the topography, transforming heaven to earth, earth to heaven. As it is in heaven, so it shall be through us, his light beings, on the earth. He's waiting for us to go there. He's waiting for us to mature. He's waiting for us to take our position. He's waiting for us. Wow! And there in his hiding place is the power. Well, we had an interesting little encounter last year, Ruth and I. Some of you all know where the Lewis Arms is. Well, I found out this week that I didn't know that it was a place where Christmas Evans preached the Lewis Arms, the pub where I've been for a terrible curry, in 1831. He came down over the Caerphilly Mountain and many people got saved and healed. Woo! Which eventually became a Baptist church, which Ruth goes to. But you know what amazed me? In the height of the revival, there were 800 people. 800 people piled into that tiny little church. Can you imagine people packed like sardines in here, coming off the streets? In the days of Mariah Woodworth Etta, no phones, no iPads, no wa-la-la. It was all cardiogenosis in the spirit, in that place of mind, heart, math, heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul. They sent out the signals right across the nations and they came to these crazy meetings. I think this is for us. This is us. This is our destiny. This is our future. This is a now word. This is now, now, now. I feel the urgency every day in my spirit when I awake in the morning. 800 people piled into the church. Yeah, it's exciting. They were transformed by the power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just going to read this again and again. Romans 12. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your thinking, of your mind, of your subconsciousness, of your thinking, of your heart, of your soul, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yet again, the word transformed, translated, transfigured means you are changed forever. You are changed brand new. Jesus, what God do we serve? What God do we, you know, what are we believing in? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Whoa, just looking for a definition so I quote it right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Transfigured, metamorpho from the word meta, which means change. Now, what does change mean? What does change mean? Something different. 10 out of 10. Something different. Something's about to happen. When we were singing that song tonight, Beyond the Veil, man, I thought I was going to, don't know what, I thought my body was going to explode because I was in a different dimension, in a different place, and my body could not take the presence and the power and the glory of the Lord which is risen upon us. Shh, and if we reside in that place, if we get over ourselves, we change the way we think, we'll transfigure, and the light, and like the presence when I was in the Apple store. It's on you. It's in you. It's not just because I'm anointed. I was born to be an evangelist. It's so on my scroll to heal people, to raise the dead. We've already raised two people now in a meeting, died, and they've been raised from the dead. And I'm not joking. All I did was go, light, come. And the light came into their chest, and they began to breathe again, and we got a pulse. I didn't know screaming, shouting, jumping on them. Ah! It was very quiet, even though I can't be demonstrative and loud. This was a quiet thing. I just felt light shards come out of my fingers. We experienced that in the Lewis Arms. We got a phone call at Hoppers Four to say that Bob Jones had gone to be with the Lord. And it was on Valentine's Day. We'd heard that there were 10,000 mantles being released. So we sat there larking around going, yeah, we'll have it, me and Ruth. But what we didn't realise, within about 20 minutes, Ruth just made a comment like, what do you think? What do I look like in the spirit? Tell me. Well, this presence just seemed to come into the pub. And like Habakkuk, and the light shards began to come out of her hands, and she could not bend her fingers, Ruth. They kept doing that all the time. And I could see these bronze shards coming out all the time in the pub. I don't know who was watching us. And Ruth began to see what she looked like. I didn't tell her. It was like, Holy Spirit, show us. What does she look like? And Ruth went on a journey of knowing how you look like in the spirit, didn't you? How you look, how she functions, and who she is. That one encounter. Thank you, Jesus. I love Godfrey Birtle's song. He says, just one touch from the King changes what? Everything. Change, something different, something new. Thank you, Jesus. Yay! So metamorpho, change. Morpho, to change the form. What you look like, how you function. Weight loss miracles. Put on weight. Morph, form, shape, to transform the appearance, referring to the change which is related to the inward reality. And we all know that inward reality, that intimacy with the Lord, that intimacy with Holy Spirit, that love walk with Jesus is what flows out of us and changes everything around us, changes our thinking, changes who we are, changes our personality. I love that scripture in Revelation where it talks about, I will give you a new name, that I will write my name on your heart. I believe he did that in the womb. We already had that new name. We already wrote his love poetry on our hearts. Thank you, Father. It says in Matthew, this is talking about transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up to a high mountain. Now, where do we go when we ascend? We ascend when we pray. The city of Mount Zion. We go to the Mount Zion, don't we? The city of the living God, where there's innumerable company of angels and cloud of witnesses. We all know that scripture. And he led them up to the high mountain. There, he was absolutely transfigured before their faces. I wonder if it was a little bit like when Stephen was stoned and it says he looked up to heaven and he saw the glory of the Lord. Do you think it's the same glory, the same light? I wonder these things when I lie on my bed at night. I think, was that that? Did that look the same? Was that that? Do you think like this? I like to work it out and I want to know and I say, Lord, show me. What does it look like? How does it feel? Will my body explode when I see your glory? Will I levitate? Will I fly through the air? Your imagination's amazing. Use it. It's sanctified under the government of Holy Spirit. Frame it up. Enjoy it. In the pleasures of loving Jesus. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as light. Whoa. What is under our skin? White light. We are light, white light. Yay. Just then there appeared before him Moses, Elisha, talking with Jesus. So two guys that had already passed away stepped out of the cloud and were talking to Jesus in the cloud on the mountain in the white light being transfigured. You're multitaskers. Do you know that? How many dimensions can you be in at the same time? It's exciting. Woo! Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, this is my son, we are mature, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. The Lord is saying to you tonight that you are my chosen one. You are my chosen people. You are my Christoph, Christ-like image. You bear my seal. You bear my image. You bear my heart. I say this over and over again, when you look in the mirror, you are a good reflection of Jesus. This year, I had a dream. I'm much more of a dawn visioner, but my dream life has suddenly took off. I've started to have like three dreams a week, and they're becoming really significant. And I had this crazy dream, and I was in a bedroom, and I don't have one of these dress mirrors at home, but one of those ones on a stand. And I looked at my reflection, but it was a cloud, like a beautiful, nice cloud, like a fluffy cloud. And I was holding a picture frame in front of me, just in front of me. But it was only to my waist. And as I looked in the mirror and I looked at the cloud, the frame slid to the floor and it was exactly the same dimension as the cloud. And I got this compulsion to step through the frame and in through the mirror into the cloud. It was absolutely nuts. And I said, "What's that, Lord?" And he said, "You're about to step into something completely brand new." Which is exactly what's happened. We honour the past to catapult us into the future. We honoured Christmas Evans. We honour Evan Roberts, like Justin tonight. We honour Smith Wigglesworth. We honour the saints of old. We honour one another. But all life flows through honour. It catapults us into the future, into our destiny. And we pull the future into the presence. Do you want to be a history maker? I do. I want to be known for raising the dead. I do. Dead raiser, mortuary raiser. I've been the mortuary about 8 times and never raised anybody yet, but I'm telling you, it's going to happen. We have to spur each other on and inspire each other. Look at the good qualities in each other and pull it out, draw it in, encourage it. Thank you, Father. I can't wait till the finances pop. I already flew quite a few people away with me this last year, but this next year I'm going to be mission crazy towards the end of the year, and I'm believing for money to pay for people to go with me. I've been believing. It trickled a little bit last year, but now it's about to absolutely explode. I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around us. Yee-hee! Wow, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I am fully known. Also, I have been fully known. I love this translation, Holman's translation. For now we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, face to face. Also, I was fully known. That is incredible. Not only do we look, not only do we reflect his face, but he knew us. He knew us. He knew us face to face. When we were singing that tonight, he already knew us. He's already seen us face to face. We just need a little bit of adjustment and turn into his face. Jesus. Okay. Back later. I love the love affair with Jesus. You know what, though, talking about the mirror, Paul emphasizes it's not so much the reflective capacities of the mirror, but the intimacy. Did you know in Paul's day, the mirrors were polished metal? They were far from perfect reflection. I looked this up and I looked online, and you could hardly see your face. You could hardly see anything in these polished silver things. They were all dented and marked and chipped. But I think it means, in other words, we are progressively transformed into childlike love. As we gaze at the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into his image. His image, his likeness. We reflect him. We look like him. I love it when we do communion and we do, you know, we say, this is the body, this is the blood, this is the DNA of Jesus Christ. It flows through your veins. It flows through your heart. It flows through your system. As I gaze at the Lord's glory, the Lord transforms us into his image. From one level of manifesting Christ to another, allowing his Holy Spirit to sanctify us. A progression, a journey of faith. In him we live and move and have our being. The more we grow in knowledge of Christ, the more he is revealed in our lives. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Don't you just want to eat up scripture? I had an amazing day last week. We went through the whole of Revelation. We did. It was amazing. Do you like Revelation? Genesis and Revelation are my favourite. We walked it through, we read it through, man and the room transfixed and the realm opened up and we could see each other in the spirit in the future. Just reading Revelation. Because what does it say in Revelation, Ruth? Those that read Revelation will be blessed. You are blessed, yeah? We were massively blessed. We had like a 2-hour encounter. It was so thick in Ruth's lounge. I drove Caroline round down the road for a car and I couldn't get her out of my car. I got home, I got to bed at 2:45. I couldn't get her out of my car. She could hardly walk. You should join the Bible studies at Ruth's. It's awesome. I'm going to Skype in future. I'm not missing it. Yeah, I just love the word. It's awesome. So the more we grow the knowledge of Christ, the more he's revealed in our lives. The more we know about him and we can find about him in the word, can't we? As well as enjoying him and praying and loving and worshipping him. We can find out the wonderful things. Prince of Peace, Saviour. Wow, he's so gorgeous. The only way to change your life is the way you think. It's true. Do not be conformed to this world any longer, to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transfigured into mature sons in the earth. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. And you know, a mature son, what does he receive? Inheritance. A blessing from the Father. That's what we receive from Jesus, is a blessing. And from our Father God, all the abundance, all the blessings, all the joy, all the love come from him, flow from him. He shields you under the shadow of his wing. El Shaddai, Adonai, Elohim. Your strong tower, we run into him. A place, a hiding place in him. It's wonderful. I love it. Thank you, Jesus. We are transfigured into his DNA. We become the shining white light. We walk in faith. We walk in his faith, in his love. I'm just going to read a passage of scripture that I absolutely love. This is in Corinthians. For I delivered you as the first importance, what I also received was that Christ died for our sins according to scripture, and that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Three. There's a lot of threes in the Bible, isn't there? Bench of three, the Trinity, the true in. And that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remained until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and at last of all, the one ultimately born, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles. I am not fit to be called an apostle because I persecuted you. For my persecution of the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me did not prove in vain, but I labored even more than all of them, yet not, but the grace of God with me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like Paul and saved a wretch like me and you. I once was lost, but now I'm found. But blind, but now I see. Now Paul, still breathing threats and murders against disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters for him to go to the synagogues in Damascus so that he would be found any believers there, believers of the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what to do, where you must go and what you must do." The men who traveled with him stood speechless. They heard the voice, but they did not see a thing. How spooky is that? They got this murderous persecuting guy that's got official documents from the authorities to capture. I'm sure he did women and children as well as guys. And he was going through the land, and he's on the road off to get a load more people and arrest them and take them to Jerusalem bound. And a light comes and absolutely blinds him, and they hear this audible voice. Creepy or what? "I want it. I'll have it." That's what I pressed in for this year, and I've started to hear the audible voice bit by bit. Raw power coming on the women. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Ready or not, he's coming. You can't stop him. You can try, but he's coming. He's going to find you. So just give in now. Just lay it down. Just say, "Okay, I give in. Take me, Jesus." Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could not see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight. Ooh. Ah! He never ate nor drank. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," he said, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord." Samuel, when he's a little boy, said, "Here I am, Lord." There's many people in the Bible. "Here I am, Lord. Choose me." "Yes, Lord." I'm like, "Yes." And the Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He's there praying. And he has seen a vision of a man named Ananias. Come in, lay hands on him so that he might regain his sight." We thank you, Father, tonight that you are regaining anything that was stolen. You're regaining our spiritual sight. You're regaining our spiritual eyes. We peel back the cataracts. We peel back anything, any thoughts, any generational curses, anything that says, "No, I can't see. No, I can't feel. No, I don't go into heaven. No, I can't go in the throne room." Father, we thank you tonight. You're just breaking that off. Those scales are falling from people's eyes. Those mindsets, 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 breaking off, breaking off, breaker, breaker, breaking off. Thank you, Father, for the transforming, the renewing of our minds. We do not have a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of a sound mind, the mind of Jesus Christ. His blood transfusion, his blood transaction. I am crucified with him. I no longer live, but Christ lives in you. I am a Christ woman. You are a Christ man. Mainline. The Distilled Version said we are mainlined into him. How fast is your drip going? Mine's at speed. Intravenous, thank you, Father. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Kilama Shilama. Thank you, God. There is absolutely no separation. That is a lie from the pit of hell. No separation. Thank you, Father. We break that lie right now. Woohoo! Thank you, Jesus. We break the lie that I'm going to have permanent back pain. I break the lie that I'm going to have migraines. I break the lie that I'm not going to have grandchildren. I break the lie that I'm not worthy. I break the lie of shame. We just break it now off you in Jesus' name. You are full of his light being. There should be no separation between the seen and the unseen. Because we walk by faith in him. We live and move and have our being. Because when we pray, we ascend to the mountain of God, beyond the natural world. That's where we were tonight. That's where we are right now. It's the way we think. To commune with our Father beyond the veil. Beyond the veil. I know a hymn, but I can't quite sing it right now because I'm too whacked. About being beyond the veil. And what is beyond the veil? What do you see beyond the veil? Shimmering, shining lights. Angelic, cloud of witnesses. I always see my mum. She looks amazing. She prays and intercedes for us all the time. I've seen my grandchildren in the future recently. It was amazing. It wanted Justin's beyond humans. And I saw beyond the present. I want to see more down the timeline, Lord. And we can commune with the cloud. Ah, a few weeks ago, I woke up in the morning and all night I've been dreaming. I was flying around the cloud. It was wonderful. I was like caught in mid-air, just there in the cloud, just enjoying it, swaying. It was awesome. I opened my curtains in the morning. There was this weird-looking cloud between me and Janine's house and Pat's, where we live on the hill in Risker. They tell me off, I call it a mountain. I call it a mountain. I ran with Janine and she said, Joe, opened the curtains this morning. He goes, the clouds come. We're in the cloud. You see, cardiogenosis, we are thinking the same thing. And all day, I kept thinking of the being in the cloud and who I wanted to see. And it begins to open up. You frame it up. It flows through honor. You hold it in your heart. I think for months, not even just praying. My thinking is my praying. And I'll begin to think about a certain person in the cloud or somebody I want to see. And not before long, I end up seeing them. Every 29th of December, bar this year, my mum has visited my daughter and I. My daughter in a dream, and I've actually physically seen her. She just drops out of the cloud in the night and talks to me. She sat in the car with me and talked to me. And it's generally if I'm having a problem with my daughter or I'm worried about her, and she'll come and say, it's going to be okay. I've seen it in the future. She's fine. In heaven, it's good. Don't stress. Daughter, I love you. But it makes me weep because I miss my mum. But she is so iridescent, beautiful. Oh, when I see her, it makes me cry, not just because I miss her, but she looks, I can't explain it. She's like porcelain white. And all the photographs we've got of her when she's in her 30s. And she's just full of, her whole body, it's like a waterfall, but not a waterfall. It's like coloured ribbons of a beautiful dancer. It's like a ballerina. It's like a beautiful flamingo, a beautiful pink flamingo. She like morphs in and out and is like crazy. And when she speaks, it speaks straight into your heart. The very voice of the Lord, of God himself. That's the relationship I want with all the cloud. I'm working on it. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews says, therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, wrapped around us like faith, are they here all the time and the angels all the time? Also, lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run the race with endurance, the race set out for us. I love the NIV translation about the cloud of witnesses. It says, all these many people who had faith in God are around us like a cloud. So I got it. Wrap around faith, cloud of witnesses. Oh, well, I'm part of them. They're in me, I'm in them. I'm in God. God's in me, you're in me, I'm in you. We're in everybody. So they're within us. We can see them within us. We can feel them and sense them. They're awesome. As we commune with the Father in the kingdom realm like Jesus, we also are transfigured. Because we are full of light and life and love and beauty. Thank you, Father. I'm just going to share one little thing now, because it's getting quite late. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. So what is the difference between conforming and transforming? Well, according to the dictionary, to conform, make or become the same, or to have in the conventional way by accepting without question the customs, traditions, and opinions of others. So we're conforming to other people's standards, other people's... Whoa. In other words, to conform to fit with someone else's mode, mood, and situation. It's to do with things the way everybody else does it. Do we want to do what everybody else does? No, I don't. Come on. Because you've got your own scroll, you've got your individuality. You were formed in your mother's womb. He breathed life into you. He created your scroll, your life, your destiny. That doesn't mean we're horrible to each other. It just means that we follow the life. Life flows through honor. We follow the energy. We follow it. I've learned from Justin, if there's no energy on it, I am not doing it. I don't do it anymore. If I don't feel the energy, I don't feel the pull in my heart, I just don't do it now. I'm not a man pleaser. I've dealt with lots of fear of man in my life, huge amounts. But you know, that doesn't mean that we don't love each other though and honor one another. It's not an excuse to be rude and horrible to each other, is it? On the other hand, transformation to change the condition, the function, woohoo, your very nature, your character, or your personality. I think it's wonderful, don't you? That he is transforming us. He's doing it because we're willing. We lean into him and he leans into us. And he does it together. We do it together. Conforming has to do with our behavior. Transforming to do with our character. Conforming from the inside out. Transforming is from inside out. Something God does within us. He transforms us if we will let him renew our minds. He doesn't just want to change our thinking, our behavior. He wants us to change the way we think about everything. It says in Proverbs, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. That's why we have to deal with our stuff, doesn't it? We have to deal with our DNA stuff and our junk. Your thoughts control your actions. Whoa. If you want to be like Christ, you must learn to think like Christ, to think like him. So how do we think like Christ? I found 7 key areas how we can change with him. Our spiritual health, our physical health, our mental state, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Renewing of the mind allows God's word, the word has become flesh within us and dwelt amongst us, to change the way we think about God, and that then changes how we think about ourselves. If we love him and allow him to love us, it's like a love affair. You love him and he loves you back. He loves you and you love him back. It changes everything. Let's frame up the future together. Now it's time to be made new by every revelation that has been given to you, and to be transformed as you embrace his glorious Christ within you, your new life, your union with him. For you are created in his image, in his love, in his presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. For I, through the law, died to the law that I might live in God. Crucified, co-lived, defines me now. Christ in you, Christ in me. I have become him, the great exchange. He took your place. He took a bullet. Christ became you, me. We became one. We are one. He is our mediator. So let's put on Christ. Let's change our subconscious thinking. Let him change our mind. Because Christ in you, you are a superior being. You have executive authority. Royal priesthood belonging to God. We have a full supply. Our cup is running over. I used to love that as a child at Sunday school. We'd sing that song. Running over, my cup's full and running over. I used to love it because it was. Even though I used to get told off. But it sustains our physical bodies as well, doesn't it? And that's what we need. It sustains every part of our very being. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. I just really want to give an opportunity if anybody wants any prayer for healing. But first of all, just put your hand on the person next to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. When I was praying today, I got my left shoulder was really aching. I had a pain in my left shoulder. So I knew there was somebody who's got something wrong with their shoulder. I also got like lots of turmoil in stomachs, like IBS stuff. Lots of people with that. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's vertebrae, the seventh vertebrae, it was very clear it was the seventh vertebrae. It was sticky and the disc between it was really painful. And you could actually feel it if I touched your back. Kalamashik. And I'm just doing this by faith. Thank you, Father. Let that faith increase right now. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Let your power come, your healing power, your dead raising power. Father, I pray that we'll be a known of a company of burning hearts that raise the dead and heal the sick. That the salvations, the harvest, the combine harvesters are with us. That, Lord, that we are known for our salvations. We are known for the healings. We are known for the power of God. We are known for the fire. Thank you, Jesus. So increase it, increase it, increase it, increase it. Transform, transfigured, transfigured bodies, transcendent, light, 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 come. Thank you, Father. We ask you now to do way, to do intricate surgery on the heart. We thank you, Lord, for emotions, for pain, for disappointment, for grief, that you would do, you just do a number on them right now and you touch them to the very core. We ask for a new heart, Lord, where are people with pacemakers? We ask that you would give them a new heart, a new rhythm, that their heart would beat to the rhythm of your heart, to your heartbeat, heart to heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.